most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, mother...
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, DJ Envy.
It's Tuesday. Yes, it's Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Yes. You know, last night and yesterday, I had a great day. I played my son in basketball all day long. I actually
sounds
put
like
some
your son had a great day.
I won. I did win. I win.
You
I
played Jackson?
On, yeah, no. I played Logan. He's 13 years old. And I put it on Insta Live. And he was busting my ass. I'm not gonna lie. He was busting my ass. He was winning 9-6, and then I did what my dad did to me.
You fouled him hard?
No, I did that too. What my uncles did to me.
Down.
I did what, you know, the older uncles and cousins did to me.
Told him he was on punishment unless he let you win.
No, I just started backing him down, using my weight, got under the rim and just started scoring. Because he started talking too much smack.
Nah, man.
I got a left hand. I got a left hand. A word. I got a right hand. I got a right hand. And then he wants me to chase him around. Like, so now I'm like, you know, I started getting tired. I was like, you know what? Now I know why my dad did this when I was a kid. Now I know why my older cousins and my uncles did this when I was a kid. And now I realize I have to do that all the time to play him because I can't make him feel like he's better than me. But that's what I did yesterday. It was a great workout, though. I had a good time. What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, I went to this designing women event. It was Diane von Furstenberg.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
And Julie Greenwald. Diane von Furstenberg is a designer
okay. For
women's clothing. She started with the wrap dress that was very popular. She has a million different styles. She's 70 years old now.
Wow.
She started when she was younger than 26.
Mm-hmm.
So she talked about being a designer, how she got started in the business. She said by the time she was 24, she already had 2 kids. Was married, about to get divorced, and all of that super early on in life.
Okay.
So Julie Greenwald, who's the chairman of Atlantic Records,
mm-hmm.
she was there also, the two of them on a panel. And they were basically just talking about their different career paths.
Mm-hmm.
It was for younger women, but they wanted to invite some older women that were more established in their careers to kind of give advice and talk about just the business from a okay. women's point of view. So that was fun. Then I went to go see Designer perform.
Designer?
Yes. Designer.
Panda.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
So
tell us about that.
I was out and about yesterday, so I said I might
was
well
his show?
Keep it going. It was very energetic. He had a band come out of the end, the school marching band.
Okay.
And they did the grand finale with him. He performed for quite some time, too.
All right. And Designer will be joining us this morning, so we'll kick it with Designer. Either it's going to be a lot of fun or we're not going to understand a word he's saying.
You'll understand him.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll kick it with Designer. But let's get in some front page news. What are we talking about?
We will talk about, I can't help it. We got to talk about Donald Trump some more.
Oh, boy.
Now, sources are saying that he shared classified information with the Russians. But, of course, they're saying that's fake news from Donald Trump's camp.
All right, we also got to tell you about the NBA playoffs. Boston, congratulations. We'll tell you all about it. It's Fake Love Drake. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's talk the NBA playoffs now. Congratulations to the Boston Celtics. They defeated the Washington Wizards 115-105 in Game 7. Now, if you're a child or you're a small basketball player, you should really look up to Isaiah Thomas. That boy is, what, 5'5"?
5'9".
But 5'9". But in the league, that's very small. He does moves and creates shots for himself that is just unimaginable. That's the word. What's the matter I'm looking for?
Unimaginable?
There
that
you
sounds
go.
Right.
That's that. I mean, he's just an amazing, amazing player. My son, who's very short, I tell him to look up to Isaiah Thomas. You know, get your ball handling skills. Do everything that you possibly can like Isaiah Thomas because that boy is a problem. What up, Charlamagne? Now, let's talk about your President Donald Trump.
Yes, your President Donald Trump now. According to the Washington Post, he has shared highly classified information with the Russian foreign minister and Russian ambassador to the United States in a White House meeting in the Oval Office last week. Now, some people have confirmed to CNN that that's not true, of course, from Donald Trump's side. What they are saying is that There was no classified information that was shared. But according to the New York Times, among the details that were shared by the president was the location in Syria where the intelligence was collected, which means that Russia could have clues as to who gathered the intelligence. According to these sources in the meeting, Donald Trump boasted about having access to the intelligence, which dealt with ISIS plans to use laptops to blow up planes.
I mean, none of this really matters, to be honest with you, because if they're not going to use this to impeach him, or he's not going to have any consequences for these so-called actions, it's just distractions. What's the point?
Maybe they will.
But there should be some consequences to this. It sounds ridiculous. No sitting president has ever done something like this before.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. We don't even know if it's true.
Or been accused of it.
We don't know if it's true, number one. And number two, if it is true, he's Teflon Trump. Nothing happens to him. Regardless of what we report, regardless of what we say he did wrong, nothing happens. Ever.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully something does happen now. We have more with Trump.
Yes, we can talk about Spicer, who... Now, if you guys remember, after Donald Trump fired the former FBI director, James Comey, he put out this tweet, James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press, which is a sort of a form of intimidation on his part and threatening.
Sounds like it.
That's kind of crazy to say that to an FBI director. That's what the FBI does. They tap your phone and tape
everything.
They're saying
this could be considered witness intimidation. Right now, here is what Sean Spicer, who I guess is still the speaker for Donald Trump, had to say.
As you know, several Republicans have joined Democrats in seeking additional information from the White House in writing about the existence of any tapes.
I think I made it clear last week that the president has nothing further on that. Hunter.
Wait, Sean. Does that mean that the president will deny the
request? I was very clear. The president would have nothing further on that last week.
Why won't you just explain whether or not there are recordings of
President? The president's made it clear what his position is.
That's not my question. So
I understand
that
because that's what the president's position is.
I could do that job.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Why would you want to?
It's so easy. He doesn't answer any questions.
Never answers any questions. The president does the same, though.
Well, what he does is go up there and he backs up a liar. That's what makes Sean Spicer so bad. Think about it, right? If you're a representative of a liar, all you're doing is representing a bunch of lies.
Correct.
Why would you want that job?
All you have to do is say, can't answer any further information. There's nothing else we're going to say about that.
Okay, thank you, Sean.
And you got to lie for him sometime. Oh, trust me, when it all comes tumbling down, Sean Spicer is coming tumbling down with it.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. Tell them why you're mad or tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. Maybe you're upset. Maybe you need to vent. Or maybe you feel blessed. Maybe today's your birthday. Maybe today's your anniversary. Maybe today is just a damn good day.
I'm a little upset that people keep coming to the radio station at 5-something in the morning. I already told y'all, Uncle Charlotte nerves bad. Okay, I've been attacked twice outside of the radio station already. Not to mention, 9 times out of 10, if you're standing outside the station waiting to talk to one of us, we're running late. We don't have time to talk.
I had to run in the building this morning.
Like, it's pointless. We don't have time to talk, bro.
All right, well. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
It's Quan, man. It's Quan from Hampton, man.
Quan, 757-804. Tell them why you're mad, bro.
Man, my baby mama, man, she done told my PO how I be my piss test, man. Got me locked up, got me bad.
Ooh, why she do that? Did. That's whack.
Yeah. You never heard the great E-40 say, never tell a chick all your business because she might end up being an eyewitness? That's your fault for telling her how you beat that test.
I mean, we've been together since 08, man.
So what?
So how do you beat it?
I can't tell y'all that.
Why?
Because other people still beating it like that. It's just my PO, they caught me.
Listen.
What do? You wrap it up in something and bring it in with you? And then?
No, we're not going to do that. The thing is, she told on me and got me locked up because I'm dating somebody else.
Exactly. Listen, never tell your left hand what your right hand is doing. And the right hand never tell the left hand what the left hand is doing.
I want to know how to beat this urine test.
Man, her name is Diamond Taylor. Y'all need to tell the world that she just snitched on me, man. That was my
whole thing.
Yeah, but you snitched
yourself.
On yourself, bro. Mm-mm. You ain't had no business telling her what you was doing.
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
This is Shonda calling from Bloomington, Minnesota.
Hey, Shonda. You mad or you blessed this morning? Which one, Mama?
Well, I'm a little bit of both, but, you know, I'm blessed this morning because I got through. But last week I got through, but I was on hold for an hour and a half listening to y'all talk back and forth. But, you know.
Why the hell would you be on hold for an hour and a half? Why you ain't got no job?
You should have hung up,
she
Mama.
Was listening to
first of all, let me, Charlamagne, good morning to you.
Good morning, baby. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was just holding on because I'm blessed with my daughter. She's graduating out of college, and I'm so proud of her.
Oh, that's great.
I'm at the top of her class.
Congratulations. You're a great mom.
To criminal justice.
I'm not waiting an hour and a half for nobody, baby. Except for maybe Jesus. If Jesus told me he wanted to have an appointment, I'll wait an hour and a half.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? When your daughter graduates out of college, I'm sure you will.
Absolutely.
There you go.
All right. Thank
especially
you,
if she graduated at the top of her class.
Yes. There congratulations.
Y'all still not. Why y'all letting her make no sense? That's still no reason for her to be on hold.
She wanted to shout her daughter
for
out.
For an hour and a half.
That's right.
And she wanted to shout
I'll
her
do that.
Out.
I sure will. And her name is Kiana Nelson.
All right.
There we go. Congratulations, Kiana Nelson. Give you a little, top of your class.
Let me give you a pro tip. You could have just tweeted us. We yeah. saw it faster.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you want to vent, or you feel blessed, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Courtney.
Hey, what's up, Courtney? Tell them why you're mad or tell them why you're blessed. Which one, bro?
I'm mad and blessed.
Tell us why.
I'm mad because when I called yesterday on my birthday, I couldn't get through to get Charlamagne to drop one of Clue's bombs for me.
Oh, man. Well, let's do it now. Happy belated born day to my guy. Drop one of Clue's
happy
bombs
birthday,
for him,
bro.
Damn it.
Thank you. And I'm blessed because I just got one of Clue's bombs dropped for me.
Hey, there you go.
There
all right,
go.
Bro.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. That could have went either way. What if I hadn't dropped the bomb? But, you were prepared.
Hey, I was prepared for you, Charlamagne.
I respect it. I respect
there you go. Hello, who's this?
Hello, yes, DC.
Hey, tell them why you're blessed.
I'm blessed because I got life, man. You know what I'm saying? I got life. You know, the air's beautiful, everything. I was able to reach through and talk to you guys.
I thought when he said he had life, he was going to jail.
Life to jail? No, he just got life.
I was like,
he's
wow.
He's living. Well, thank you for living, bro. Hello, who's this?
Oh, no, this is Mark.
Hey, what's up, bro? Tell them why you're blessed or mad. Which one?
I'm going to tell them both, man. I'm definitely mad because 8 years ago, I was, charged with a crime that I did not commit. I spent almost 4 years in jail for it. Rest of the time on parole, and I'm finally about to get, the charge and everything is about to come off of me next month. I took it right back to trial, and I'm blessed because I'm fine. I'm about to get paid for it. All
get
that time
paid.
Okay. All right, bro.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Robin.
Hey, what's up, mama? Are you blessed?
I am blessed.
Tell us why.
2 years ago, I came to America, wasn't working. Now I'm working a great job, and my mom helped out. My son is happy, so I'm happy.
Okay, congratulations. Where'd you come from, London?
I grew up in England, yeah.
England, okay. Well, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, mama.
Welcome.
Tell them why you're blessed and tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. And don't forget, in less than 20 minutes, Designer will be in the building. So this is either going to go all good.
I don't like the fact that Designer was not up here when Panda was red hot. Like, I don't know if I'm here with open arms for Designer. Because when Panda was red hot, he did not come to the Breakfast Club.
That is true.
Now that he's cooled off a little bit, he wants to come to the Breakfast Club.
That is true.
I went to go see Designer perform actually last night in the city.
Really?
Yeah.
You really have nothing better to do.
Well, he's from Brooklyn, and,
okay.
I support.
Okay.
All right.
I support these young artists. He just turned 20 years old.
All right. Oh, we got rumors on the way as well?
Yes, we are going to talk about Bill Cosby, what he had to say. He did his first radio interview in 2 years.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so.
Oh, by the way, a lot of news outlets were very upset that the Breakfast Club got that exclusive from his daughters yesterday.
We're going to have that again as well in case you missed it. Also, we discussed yesterday what Monique had to say about Tyler Perry, Lee Daniels, and Oprah. It wasn't pretty. We'll tell you what she has to say about whether or not she's scared of backlash.
And did Bill Cosby tweet us yesterday?
He did, which I don't understand because he also has me blocked on Twitter.
Oh.
I didn't know Bill Cosby had me blocked on Twitter, too. My block list is mean,
it's bro. Getting up there.
No, I got a mean block list. I didn't even know Bill Cosby had me blocked.
Goodness gracious. All right. Rumors when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, what's happening?
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Bill Cosby.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Bill Cosby is gearing up for his sexual assault trial that actually starts next month, and he did his first interview in 2 years. Now he spoke to SiriusXM's Michael Smirkanish, and he talked about the possible racism charges that his daughter, Enza, made. Now here is what Enza said. They released some audio exclusively to The Breakfast Club.
I strongly believe my father is innocent of the crimes alleged against him, and I believe that racism has played a big role in all aspects of this scandal.
Now, here is some of what Bill Cosby has to say. The full interview will be up today at 10 a.m., but here's what he had to say about these allegations against him.
Could be. I can't say anything, but there are certain things that I look at and I apply to the situation, and there are so many tentacles, and I just truly believe that some of it may very well be that.
Right. In addition to that, the host asked, well, what about the fact that it wasn't all white women accusing you?
But your accusers are both black and white.
When you look at the power structure, and when you look at individuals, there are some people who can very well be motivated by whether or not they're going to work, or whether or not they might be able to get back at someone.
I wouldn't call it racism, but I will say racism plays a part in how the media handles it, because Bill Cosby got crucified in the media way more than Bill O'Reilly, Donald Trump, that father from Seventh Heaven, Roman Polanski. It is a way to the media crucifies brothers way more than they do their white counterparts.
But I'm glad he's speaking up now. I'm glad his family's speaking up, because like I said, we don't know.
But,
well, in a deposition previously, he did admit that he would get prescription Quaaludes to give to women he wanted to have sex with, because he thought that would never be released.
Yeah, I don't think the
he said that himself, so...
Yeah, I don't think the rape allegations have anything to do with racism. Because, like, the guy said, it's black and white women accusing him. But I think the way the media handles it definitely has to do with race.
Right.
All right, now let's discuss Monique when she was performing at the Apollo. We played this for you yesterday. She had some things to say about Tyler Perry, Lee Daniels, and Oprah.
So no, I was not blackballed. I was whiteballed by some black who had no balls. Thank you, Mr. Lee Daniels. Thank you, Mr. Tyler Perry. Thank you, Mr. Oprah Winfrey. No, baby, I wasn't blackballed. I was f***ed up by some who had no balls. And see, I know they like to say, Monique, you talk too motherfucking much. It would kill me not to say the real shit. You are not paying me equally. You are not treating me fairly. So y'all can suck my if I had one.
Wow.
Well, was she apologetic about these statements that she made? Because this went viral, of course,
mm-hmm.
yesterday. Well, she sat down with her husband, Sydney Hicks. And here is what she had to say on TMZ.
The reason why we love Richard Pryor was because of what?
The truth.
The truth, baby. Everything I say comes from my heart. I'm unapologetic about it. What I would say to Oprah, Tyler, Lee, one thing about me and my husband, we're not no hiders. We're not no runners. And when a sister says to me, aren't you afraid of the blowback? What I would say to you as another woman, aren't you afraid to even ask the question, am I afraid of the blowback? Because you would say, am I getting blowback for simply being honest?
Yeah, I'm not going to ever knock anybody for being honest. That's her thing. That's her bridge to burn.
What they had said was that they believe that Oprah and Tyler Perry participated in Lee Daniels' campaign to make her label her as difficult to work with, so that's why she hasn't been getting...
You have to check yourself first before you make those statements, though. You have to be totally self-aware. You have to look in the mirror, and you have to say, did I have a bad attitude? Was I difficult to work with?
But when you ask for certain things sometimes, some things that are deserved, people just say, oh, he's hard to work with. That happens all the time. Or if you question something, people say, oh, that person's hard to work with. So that might be the situation as well. We don't know.
You just got to be self-aware. You got to totally make sure that you didn't contribute to that situation
in any way, shape, or form. I would think multiple people have already worked with her and could vouch for her.
Right.
If it's not just one person in one scenario. Now, Cheryl Underwood had some positive things to say about her friend Monique, but she is concerned about her. Here's what she said.
Monique gave me one of my first jobs. I feel this is unfortunate because we love Lee Daniels and what he's doing. We love Tyler Perry. We love Oprah Winfrey. And if there's a way for us to settle this, settle this. So she's an amazing actress and an amazing comic.
She is.
So somehow we gotta settle this together. You know what I'm saying? And the hard part about this is other people make demands and they still get to work. But, and I'm not saying I agree with what she did. I'm just saying I'm concerned about my friend right now.
There's three sides to every story.
Right.
Monique's side is their side, and then it's the truth. You know, you never know where. Except it all falls in the middle somewhere.
Right. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The energy guard.
Designer.
How y'all doing, man? Good morning. You're dead.
Now, Designer, I'm going to be honest with you now. When you was red hot and Panda was popping, you didn't come up here. But now things done cooled off a bit. You here now. Why you didn't come when it was red hot?
Man, son, it was just like, you know, we was in the, it was the momentum, man. It was the speed, man. I just, you know, had a lot of things going on, man. You feel me? I just had to come back and support the album with my family. Y'all know how we doing, man. I'm from the tri-state. Y'all know we got to show love. You dig what I'm saying? Heck yeah.
When the album coming out?
The album coming out in July. Y'all know what time it is. We got it for July. I'm on the outlet, so we about to shut it down, now, baby.
How did you feel with Kanye West? How did Kanye West hear the song and y'all get together?
Well, it was crazy. We had to play the music.
Designer, slow down.
You think I'm
slow down. Slow down. Let's talk to the people.
Yeah, okay.
We're talking to America right now. Slow down, because you're making me nervous. I got anxiety, okay? I'll start getting jumpy. Like, now, how did you hook up with Kanye West?
All right, how I hooked up with Kanye West? It was crazy, man. What we did was, I had the record out. It was buzzing. It was going nuts. I wound up being in 11 Label Bidding War. Mm-hmm. 11 Label Bidding War every night in the city. Me and Rosanna, Xana Ray, shout out Xana Ray, the manager, and just getting busy. You dig what I'm saying? All through that run.
There's 11 labels out there?
Bro.
Yeah, 11 labels. Of course
it's 11 labels.
Yeah. A bunch of them.
You dig what I'm saying? It was nuts, man. And then after that, it was just on some, like, one night, I spoke to Kanye. Just straight to Kanye and just... On some, like, I'm coming to see you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I bet you did.
Nah, I would hate to talk to you on the phone. I bet you a phone conversation with you was like, yeah, whoop-de-whoop. I'll be right there.
Now, you're from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You used to be, I guess, not in a group, but you and Fresher were, I guess, label mates?
Definitely. Shout him out, man. He put me on the first couple platforms. You dig what I'm saying? You dig? And then from there, you know, I had to elevate it, get it, you know, get the moves.
Well,
you
we talked about your rap style. He said at first your rap style wasn't like this. So what changed you and why did you change?
Well, I don't know what he thought his rap style was, you know what I'm saying, on that angle, because with his records, those was his lyrics. Mm-hmm. That was in my lyrics. That was in my style. That was just me putting my on the low, on the line, trying to do a little something on that mode for him. You know what I'm saying? So this was always my swag. This act to me, I think it just evolved. This just started getting bigger and bigger and better. So you feel me? It just was like, I know I was a harmony guard. You feel me? I just came from singing. I always came from, you know, just knowing harmonies. You dig what I'm saying? So just putting it together and just making it right. You dig what I'm saying?
How old are you, 19?
Nah, 20. Just 20. 20, okay. May 3rd. You dig what I'm saying?
Now, when you first came out, everybody was like, oh, he's an imitation Future. He's trying to be Future. Was Future a big influence on you?
But you feel what I'm saying? I heard his music. You feel me? He makes beautiful music. You dig what I'm saying? Who I am. You dig what I'm saying? I'm a harmony guard and just make it happen.
Have you ever met Future?
Well, I've seen him a couple times.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, I seen him a couple times.
Didn't he throw a shot at Designer one time?
He threw a shot at you. He was performing. Yeah. It was like, it must be Designer fans in here or something like that.
You feel what I'm saying? That means, you know, you feel me? It had to be something going on in the spot, you think I'm saying? But it's, you feel me?
You ever saw the meme that said you was, what did it say, you was Future's son? That came back from the future.
You dig
like
what I'm saying? You dig. But you know what time it is? Designer 2 hours. You dig what I'm saying? We just shutting it down. I'm taking over. I went diamond. Went platinum. Many times. You think I'm saying to just go ahead and just keep doing it?
You care about the comparisons at all? You care about the comparisons?
Nah, man. Do I sound like the man or something? I don't care about the man.
You're doing the music. At least in Panda. Oh.
You think I'm saying? Well, it's so 10 million. You think I'm saying?
Yeah. And better. You think I'm saying? So, you know.
It is what it is.
I smell with the rock and skillet.
Why did you tweet out FNYC Radio?
FNYC Radio.
Because I want more play. That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
On your other records?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a good question. I like this. So do you feel like they haven't supported your other singles the way they did Panda?
Well, definitely. I got up right now. I got 3 records right now. Right. I done heard a couple people that's diamond bringing the diamond back to the city. I come back from the city. I go to Australia. I go to Europe. I go to London. And I'm representing the city.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody say.
This is your first time up here, which is shocking to me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I do feel like to say F New York Radio, but then we haven't seen Designer up
It wasn't like that, you feel what I'm saying? Because it wasn't my fault that I wasn't coming up here. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It really was me being busy and me supporting the city. Like, no matter where I was going, I'm supporting. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it just was like, now I got the time to calm down. I ain't doing the movies. I've been doing movies. No sleep, nonstop, in the studio, making sure my album right, making sure I can stay here another 20 years. What you feel what I'm saying?
What movies you did?
I just jumped in. I did a little song for Baywatch, you dig? Ocean 8, man.
Baywatch?
Yeah. You feel me? Yeah, shout out Logan Paul and all that. You feel me? I did the song. I got Panda in there, you dig what I'm saying? And, you know, just Ocean 8. Shout out Jamie Foxx. You feel me? Talking to my man Brian, my man Brian Grazer, just making bigger things and better things happen.
What's your role in Baywatch?
I got the Panda thing going on. They played it when it was the dancing, you know.
I want to go back to the FNY radio. You know, the reason I think a lot of people took it personal and was upset about it is because before you got your deal, before you were signed, a lot of DJs were supporting Panda and didn't know you. They just loved the music. There's no record that you put out after that that can compare to Panda. Like, Panda was just a phenomenon.
Timmy Turner was the most decent, I think.
Now, Up is dope, though. Up is dope,
heard
though.
Of.
But, you know what I mean? So I think a lot of people were mad that you said F New York Radio because we supported you.
We supported
you heavy.
I took it down, you feel me? It was just on some, like, man,
emotional
that's not that.
Moment.
Nah, you feel me? I was just like, yeah, it probably was a bitch moment. You feel what I'm saying? You know? Mm-hmm. And you know, I was just like on some shit, like, I want to make it better. You feel me? Because that's not my vibe anyway. All you feel me? I'm never on that type of vibe. That was a bitch moment. And you feel me? I just want to make it better for my tri-state. And let's talk and let's make it happen.
You think you're spoiled because Panda came out and it shot to the top of the chart?
And the way I came in the game, you feel what I'm saying, was so devastating. You know, I didn't know that I had to actually be in front of y'all face or, you know, or have a...
You actually had to work.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You had to work.
Yeah, no. I mean, they worked the Panda record, but it took off so fast.
Yeah, it took off.
Immediately, like...
Yeah.
It was a club record that...
I think the internet blew Panda up. Because I used to see Tacton tweeting about it all the time.
I think the clubs, too. Especially the clubs.
Yo, my man Pudgy, he was in the crib eating the Cheez-Its when I dropped it. So, you feel me? It just went... After that, it just started going crazy from there.
You said Pudgy was eating
Cheez-Its? Yeah, my man Pudgy, man. My man Fat Man Pudgy, I had leaked the song, you feel me? I had put it on SoundCloud. Uh-huh. This one, I had the whack Android, you feel me? I was looking stink on my Instagram like this. Yeah, I just finished the banger. Word. So, he heard it, man. I just sent it to him. He just wound up going in the crib. He got Cheez-Its. He playing it. He sitting there eating. He like, yo, yeah, I ain't got the Panda. I acting out on the phone and stuff. And then after that, it just went 5K from there. 5K from that video. And straight shooting. And we had model girls, little hood rats coming to videos and stuff. And it was just crazy, man. Just
Did your boy say anything when the record was first done? Like, yo, you sound a lot like Future on this record.
Nah, man, it was just on something. Cause that's my swag. Everybody gotcha. Know, man, this decided, man, I'll be in the hood. Oh, my God. I'll be just doing all type of crazy stuff. So it's just, that's just who I am. You feel me? And just, if the world ain't know, this is just me. You guys got to find out. Mm-hmm. I'm new to y'all, you feel me? I'm new to everybody, so I'm here to stay, you feel me? Just making it happy, man, and just keeping it going.
When you was on school, did they try to put you on, like, Ritalin or, like, some type
you
of...
You know what I'm saying?
Like, something to calm you down?
You know, they can't calm a player.
Now,
like
you also...
All right, we got more with Designer when we come back. We'll find out, is he on drugs? Also, you remember when he got pulled over and they said he had a gun in the car? We'll talk about all that, so keep it locked. Designer's here. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Designer in the building. Now, Yee?
We later found out you didn't have anything to do with, but you were arrested. Were you ever nervous that it might not go the way you thought it would? Like, perhaps you would end up getting charged with the drugs, the guns, and everything in the car?
I ain't gonna lie. I thought you was guilty. I said, a New York artist
That's a shame.
Going to do a show at a club. I said, gotta have
guns
a
and drugs. Sound pretty regular to me.
It's hard because you can't
drugs.
Really.
I said, you probably got a hammer or two on it. You know, going to a club.
It's hard because when it's happening, you can't really speak on it because you have to keep quiet until everything plays out. But were you ever nervous? Like, man, it could be anything could happen.
I'm gonna tell you the whole situation, right? Mm-hmm. We driving down Manhattan. Now it's a car that's on the opposite lane. It's the double lines. You see the yellow double lines? It's the car right there. My man Scott, we trying to get to the movie theaters because we want to watch a movie. Mm-hmm. We trying to get there. A car, he just staying in the lane. He do some, like, switch the lane. And when we switch, we had wound up just doing some wild stuff and almost crashing. So we jumped on the other side of the street where the oncoming cars is coming. Mm-hmm. When the oncoming cars is coming, we pulled back on the side. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? We pulled up on the side. I'm like, yo, motherfucker. I rolled the window down. I'm like, he said, I'm calling the cop on you right now. I'm like, I don't care. I ain't do nothing. Like, bet. So we pull off. Now the cops on our neck. Blue, you can see the lights on our neck. They're like, all right, get your hands out the car. I'm like, oh, nah. I'm looking in the mirror. Dude got the hammer all out. I'm like, I already know what happened, man. I'm like, all right, this dude probably said we got a gun in the car. We get out the car. Now the cop already on some, like, I know who you are. He see the cameras. He see everybody
shoot. You
are. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he's looking. He kind of like, he like, cameras, everybody's taking pictures and stuff. I'm like, man, son, honestly, I ain't nothing in this car. Like, let's just leave it alone. You feel what I'm saying? He like, man, you know, man, I'm the same dude that got Bobby and all. You know, that's my precinct.
That's what the cop said.
Yeah, he was like, that's my precinct.
The same guy who got Bobby.
But he was like, you know, that's my precinct. You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, man, we gonna see what's going on. Going around the car. Now they breaking my man Scott's car. My security guard Scott's car. Just breaking his car. Boom, 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 boom. They trying to find it for like 30 minutes. Having us out there on 42nd Street, standing out there in the cold.
What were they looking for?
A gun. Ain't nothing in the car.
They looking for a gun.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's nothing in the car. So now, as they doing that, they just put us in the truck. I'm like, yo, I bet. So we go to the precinct. They had us in there, long story short, for just like 3 days, man. Like, for no reason. And then they was back there taking pictures of me, talking about the panda in the cage, all type of wild stuff.
So they never found no gun or nothing?
Nah, nothing. It was nothing in the car. We never rocked it. Me and come on, man. So if I need that, man, I got money now,
Didn't
man.
Did they say the driver had pills or something? They tried to pill
him? Yeah. Cause you feel me? You know, he had unprescripted. Well, his name wasn't on the prescriptive, you know,
it was
on the
like
bottles. Yeah, it was painkillers. So whatever it was, you dig, it wasn't mine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because painkillers are a downer. You clearly would be on a
open. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Do you do drugs?
Yeah, I smoke a lot of them.
Smoke weed?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah,
I can smell
that
when
he came in.
That's all? Nothing else? Nah. Just energy guy.
Yeah.
How was it headlining your first tour? How was it for you headlining your first
tour? Oh, it's the bomb. You dig what I'm saying, man? I'm learning everything. It feels like it's a great experience. I'm seeing my fan base grow from how I'm seeing it grow, and just I could watch it. I feel like it's a great experience to just watch my fan base just grow. You dig what I'm saying?
You using condoms on the road?
Man, using wild style, man. So you dig? Nah, man, I'm just cool, man. I'm cool right now.
He's not using condoms.
I'm cooler,
he's
man.
He's in a relationship is what he's trying to say.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
you really say that?
Nah. He's like, nah, I can use condoms. Nah, man.
You understand that? When you be on the road, you be using condoms.
I take my wife with me. So no, I don't use condoms on the road.
Now Kanye did Panda over. Now was you for it or against it when he first did it? When you added a verse to it and did a remix and re-released it?
Oh yeah, I was for it. I ain't gonna lie. When we went to LAX, he played it to me in LAX car. You feel me? TMZ going crazy out there. He just had the laptop. He didn't even have a phone or aux. He just had his laptop on deck. It was lit.
Do you feel like you're a priority for good music, Def Jam?
Definitely. Yeah, why not? You feel me? I feel like, honestly, you know, Kanye's the man of the, you know, man of the power, the man of the hour. Put your T's, you know, at Presidente, Tiana. And I'm just a young funk that came back and brought it back to, you know, the spark that, you know, it's giving this extra, you know, younger spark. You know what I'm saying?
Now, push your T's to president, right? Push your T's to president.
That's what you just said, but you didn't understand.
I
keep telling the young man to slow down. I'm just trying to keep up. He said, push your T's to president, Tiana Taylor something, and he's the young
funk
that brought it back.
You ever passed out performing?
Nah, man, I threw up, though.
I seen you throw. Nah, because he got so much energy. You ever had so much energy? You get a little woozy.
It do look like enough air don't be going in his head sometimes. Like, he could be, like, he holding in breaths or something.
Now, I saw you talking about global warming, too. And the pandas being extinct and everything.
Really?
Is that something that you ever were concerned about, or you just were learning about it?
Look, I ain't been going to lie. I didn't even know they was going extinct until that happened. You feel what I'm saying? Until I said their name and everybody started posting that. I was like, yo, that's lit, though. Now I can bring that back. You feel what I'm saying? Word.
Y'all always wondered if pandas knew how popping they was when that song was hot.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? I'll be looking everywhere and see them. Nah, you feel
what I'm saying? I thought you was like into like climate change and global warming.
I love watching the forecast, but you know.
What are your thoughts on Jeff Sessions planning to create stricter drug laws?
Can you say that one more time?
What are your thoughts on Jeff Sessions planning to create stricter drug laws?
I ain't gonna lie, my head not even tuned up right now. I ain't gonna lie, my bad. I can't but say, not even to feel like I ain't paying attention, but.
I'm gonna tell you what to say. Just say it sounds like mass incarceration all over again.
Sounds like mass incarceration all over again. Right.
All right, we got more with Designer, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Designer's in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
Now, you bought the beat for Panda for $200, right? Mm. How much has that record made thus far?
I made well over $10 million.
Damn.
The producer get points and stuff. He still got it. The producer gets the money, though.
You think I'm saying?
It ain't just the tour.
Did you sign the producer?
Yeah. Nah, man. I didn't get to sign him, man, because it's him and his lawyer, man. That's my man, Menace, man. Signed you for me. He be just on the move. He done did a whole U-turn. I don't know what he's doing right now, man. I got to link up with him, though. You heard?
So did you have to give more money to him?
No.
Nah.
He bought the beat.
$200, that's it?
He gets published.
He gets published.
He just get whatever done, man. But word, man. We was shutting it down. You dig what I'm saying?
I was DJing for you last year, and you picked up a little man and threw him on your shoulder.
Like a small person?
Oh, that's yeah. Man, a small person.
Heck yeah, shout out my man, King Savage, man.
People were mad at you at first about that.
Why would you be mad about that?
Yeah, that's my man, King Savage, man. He disabled. You think I'm saying word, man? I was picking him up because he couldn't. His leg was... and he said, yo, pick me up real quick. But it was lit, man.
People were mad about you. I'm like,
yeah.
That's his guy.
Yeah.
Why be mad if you pick somebody up?
They were mad because he was a disabled.
Yeah, you think I'm saying he on Zombie Walk, man? That man is official. He don't act the same. He be driving Maseratis with the Beamer, smoking bud, sipping lean. That's my man, son. Hell yeah.
I'm sure you called your mother yesterday.
Hey, hell yeah. Yo, happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there and all them single mothers and all that. You know what I'm saying?
How do you say happy Mother's Day to your mom? Is it like more calm tone?
You know, I be like, yo, my, she be like, she is in the phone. She be wild every lip, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Is your mom like this too?
Yeah, me and my mom are the same, so I ain't gonna lie. We be in the crib just joking around.
Y'all just yell ad-libs at each other all day
long? Yeah, you feel me? She be wilding, man. That's my mom. Well, I ain't gonna lie. I call her right now. She go crazy right there.
What's the name of the album coming out this summer?
Hey, Life of Designer. Y'all know what time it is.
Okay.
It's gonna be Gunning for July, man. Gunning for July.
And so what have you learned? Because you said that, you know, you knew Panda was red hot, so you were spoiled. So have you learned to be more patient?
Yeah,
have you learned
definitely.
Just to let the records work? What is it?
Yeah, definitely just learn to let, you know, just, you know, be more patient and just, you know, understand more. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, you know, I like, it's a lot, like, I love working, you feel me? I just love to just stay in tune of what's going on in the creativity and just make it happen. So now I just, like, just relax, you feel me? Just relax a little bit and keep making it happen, you dig? Kanye love the album. Be working on, the our album coming out, good music album about to come out, and it's about to be more crazy. So it's just like everything is making it happen.
Has Pusha like kind of walked with you the whole way?
Yeah, definitely.
Because he signed you, like,
hell yeah. That's my big bro, man. Every time I just seen him when I came out of VA. Mm-hmm. Word.
So nobody switched on you? Because it's different when you got a number one record, and then when you don't, now it's like the labels start returning calls a little slower. You know what I mean? Has anybody switched on you?
Nah. Definitely. Everybody knows, you know, I make great music and I got a lot coming in the back ways. I got a lot of legends up there that support me. You feel me? Shout out Swaggy P for real, man. Y'all know what time it is. You feel me? We in the building. Snoop. I got a lot of people that support me. Jada. Everybody, man. You feel me?
And plus, you're only 20 years old. You got so much ahead of you.
Well, you feel me? Turn up, baby. Hell yeah. Make the radio even more litty. You feel me?
Life of Designer.
You could have told me that. I was waiting for that, man. I was waiting for you. Like, yeah, you got a little something with the
Designer. You know, the internet will kill you. Like, he's in there foaming at the mouth. Like, you got rabies. Designer crazy.
He got cotton mouth. He was smoking. I could smell it when he came in.
You dig what I'm saying?
ladies and gentlemen, it's Designer.
With two eyes.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. So did we all understand Designer?
No.
I did.
I think that it was understood that we didn't understand him.
Okay.
I think he even understood that we didn't understand him. But I ain't supposed to understand him. I don't speak 20.
That's not 20. That's like gibberish.
Yeah, but I don't speak that either. I don't speak 20. Hey, don't talk behind that man back. You ain't tell that man that when he was here.
I did tell him I ain't understand him when he was here.
You ain't call him gibberish, though.
No, but as you said, it's speaking 20. No, what? That's not speaking 20.
That is kind of speaking 20, though.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Especially 20 on drugs.
See, why didn't you tell that man that when he was here?
I did tell him that when he was here.
As
a matter of fact,
weed.
I asked him what
he
drug was
weed.
He on.
He smoked weed on the way here.
Well, weed usually makes you calm down. But anyway.
Not when you're on that sativa. Okay, that's the TV don't do nothing but give you anxiety.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk the BET Awards.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Awards are going down June 25th in L.A., and we'll tell you about some people who were nominated. Beyonce got 7 nominations, which was the most, and Bruno Mars got 5 nominations.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Solange also is going to be going head-to-head with Beyonce for Video of the Year, and also the Best Female R&B Pop Artist and Album of the Year category. All right, now let's discuss what you think, who you think is going to win certain categories. All right. If you had to guess who is going to win Best Male Hip Hop Artist between these nominees: Big Sean, Chance the Rapper, Drake, Future, J. Cole, or Kendrick Lamar?
Who Chance the Rapper. For last year, Chance the Rapper. Because all these stuff is based off what happened last year, right?
Yeah, beforehand.
Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, if it's based on last year.
J. Cole did great too last year.
J. Cole didn't even have no album last year. He could drop the album at, what, the end of the year?
Wait, when is the cutoff? It's the 2017 BET Awards.
It's between Chance and Drake. I'm going with Chance the Rapper.
I think, yeah, Chance and Drake. Because Big Sean just came out recently, so yeah, it has to be between
Big
those.
Big Sean came out this February.
Yeah, these two. Yeah, I don't know what the cutoff date. What, you know the cutoff date, does it say?
Chance or Drake.
I don't know if it's for 2016 or if it's up until
the Awards.
Chance or Drake, but I'm going with Chance.
All right, best female hip-hop artist: Cardi B, Missy Elliott, Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma, or Young M.A.?
Now, I would love to see nothing more than to see Cardi B win that award. But if we're going off,
Based off last year,
I think Remy Ma. I know you want to say Young M.A. because she had the high
record.
Young
M.A. had the hottest record.
But Remy Ma, All the Way Up, was the number one song as well.
Yeah.
And Remy Ma and Fat Joe was out here cooking with that album.
It's between those two. Okay. The album just came out, though, recently, so it wouldn't be...
It came out last year.
No, this year, I thought.
It came out this year. It was only April. It's May.
Sure? All right, well, let's hear what Cardi B's reaction was when she found out that she was nominated for two BET Awards.
Oh, my God. I can't.
I would love to see Cardi win for entertainment purposes, but if you're going based off what happened last year, you got to go with Remy.
All right, let's do two more categories. Best new artist: 21 Savage.
21, that's it. Let's go. No need to
Cardi B. Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper, if he's in that category. Chance the Rapper is not a new artist.
Well, he won Best New Artist at the Grammys last year, so.
Khalid.
Or this year, whatever it was.
And Young M.A.
Chance the Rapper if he's in that category.
Yeah, you would have to give that to Chance the Rapper.
You don't have to.
You would have to. I mean,
in that category, absolutely.
I'm going with 21 Savage, but Chance will probably win.
All right, and last but not least, Album of the Year. 24K Magic, Bruno Mars.
That's a dope album.
For Your Eyes Only, J. Cole. A Seat at the Table, Solange. Coloring Book, Chance the Rapper. Or Lemonade, Beyonce.
Oh, see, that's a tough one.
It's going between.
It's three in there. Solange. I'm rocking with Solange, Seat at the Table.
Coloring Book,
and Beyonce, Lemonade.
And Lemonade.
And that J. Cole album was trash. I don't know when y'all going to just admit that to y'all.
So who do you pick for this category?
They're going to give it to Solange. I think Solange is going to get this one. So everybody loves Solange's album.
Nah, you got to give it to Beyonce Lemonade.
But Chance's album
is dope too. Seat at the Table was kind of better.
That's my album.
Seat at the Table was better than Lemonade. And I really like Lemonade. But Seat at the Table was better than
Lemonade. I think it's between Solange and Chance the Rapper.
Now, if you're going with who should actually really win, Solange, Seat at the Table.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But who will probably win? Beyonce Lemonade.
All right, well, I guess we will see what happens. Now, one person who didn't get any nominations, and I definitely feel like she should have been in the Best Female Hip-Hop Artist category, because there were 6 men nominated for the male one, only 5 for the women. Dreezy.
Yeah, Dreezy, definitely.
Now, she tweeted out, "This industry funny. It ain't about the music no more. Only female to drop an album last year. Went platinum. Videos all hit millions. 3 tours. With all N-words, no credit. I'm going to charge it to the game, though."
She's right.
Dreezy went platinum?
Yeah.
I had no idea. With a single or album?
Single and platinum. Yeah, but Dreezy had a couple of records on the chart. Dreezy should have been nominated.
I agree with that. I definitely would give that to Dreezy should have been nominated.
Yeah, because I don't understand when Missy Elliott falls into that category.
She released a record last year that did pretty good. I think it might have went gold.
Missy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
All right, well, again, that is going to be airing June 25th from L.A., so make sure you check that out. We'll be interested in seeing who's going to win these categories. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey today for Tuesday, May 16th, goes to Chantrell Murphy of Spartanburg, South Carolina. Salute to the whole H64. Salute to the state of South Carolina. I'll actually be in Columbia, South Carolina this Saturday
at the Black Expo, mm-hmm. signing copies of my book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. But let's not mix chicken with pork. Let's stay the course here. Chantrell Murphy is 30 years old, and she has a six-year-old son. Okay, we all know Mother's Day was this past Sunday, and Chantrell Murphy did what most trash-ass mothers do on Mother's Day. She got arrested. Not just got arrested, but got arrested for child cruelty because she decided to whip her six-year-old son's ass. Now, I do agree that in this era, people overreact to what we simply used to call spankings. Okay, when I look back at the beatings I got as a youth, whether it was having to go pick my own switch, getting beat with an extension cord and made to go take a bath, or you remember those big wooden spoons and forks that used to be wall decorations on the kitchen? I used to get beat with those too, okay? Could have pressed charges on my parents, aunts, grandma, everybody if I wanted to, but I deserved each and every beating I got. But none of what I just said applies to Chantrell Murphy. Okay, see, Chantrell got arrested for child cruelty because she allegedly, according to grandma, her mama, hit her grandson multiple times on the back, side, and front of his head. Now, we know six-year-old little boys from South Carolina can be hard-headed and deserve those smacks upside the head. I was one of them, okay? But Chantrell beat her six-year-old son because on Mother's Day, her son made a card for his grandmother, but not her.
No.
So he probably calls her by her first name?
Drop on the clues bomb for this little boy. You know he do. I repeat.
No.
Chantrell beat her six-year-old son because on Mother's Day, her son made a card for his grandmother, but not her. Not only did she beat him, she took the card from the grandmother and ripped it into little pieces, okay? The nice handwritten card this six-year-old boy put his blood, sweat, and tears into, the card he made for Big Mama for Mother's Day, little mama ripped into pieces, okay? I don't like to assume anything, but we've all seen this before, okay? This little boy is 6 years old. And yes, he probably calls his grandma mama and calls his mama by her first name, Chantrell. Okay, Chantrell is 30. She had this little boy when she was 24. And at 24, Chantrell was still barefoot in the club, turning up the Gucci Mane. Okay, the reason your son made a card for grandma and not you was because he don't recognize you as mama, because you clearly not raising that little boy. Okay, this not new. I've seen this plot in so many other movies before. You got mad at your son because the reality of the situation set in for you. You're not mama. Okay, your mama is his mama. You more like a big sister. Okay, your mama been telling you since the boy was born that you need to take care of your responsibilities, but no, you don't want to listen. You want to be in the club barefoot, listening to 21 Savage, having big fun, wearing dresses from Rainbow that are six sizes too small for your big ass. You want to go to the Future concert and have big fun and leave your little boy at home with grandma all his life and wonder why on Mother's Day he giving cards to grandma and not you. Don't try to beat some sense into that little boy. Beat some sense into yourself, Chantrell, okay? Let this be a wake-up call to you. Your boy thinks you his big sister, and grandma is his mama. You know why? Because you're not doing your job, okay? Start doing your job, J-O-B, Chantrell, and be a mom, M-O-M, instead of just some chick your son knows, okay? And you won't have these problems. Please give Chantrell Murphy the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
I've seen this whole script before, B. The script done came across my desk 100 times already.
Damn.
Poor grandma got high blood pressure, can't even live her life and enjoy her old age because she busy raising her grandkids as if her grandkids are her kids. The beauty of grandkids is that they supposed to be with you for a little while, then you send them back
home.
Can't even send them home because Chantrell.
And now she can't even get her card.
The card got ripped up.
She can't even get her card. It got ripped up.
Damn it, man. All right.
Chantrell, be a mother to your child.
Damn it, man. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, we're going to do something called X-Files. Play my theme music.
Okay.
A little louder.
We sat around in Breakfast Club headquarters, and we was thinking about how we could continue to ruin people's lives.
No.
But also make people's lives better by ruining them.
Right.
And we came up with this little thing. Remember that website? It used to be this website called Don't Date Him. Remember that?
Oh, don't date him girl.com. That's right. And for some reason, people were offended by that, but it was a great website. People could upload their stories, put up a picture of their ex, okay, and post everything that they did that was wrong, and people could chime in, or if you were dating him, perhaps you would know now that he's a con artist, he's a cheater, married.
And we hear all of these stories all the time. Men call up here, women call up here, and they talk about these significant others that they date, and it's these terrible stories.
Horrible
stories.
And I'm
like, these people don't deserve anybody.
So we're going to open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We want to hear your stories about your ex.
Yes.
We're going to let you go in on your ex.
You got to put him on blast, though.
We're going to give you the platform.
You got to say his name. You got to say her name.
800-585-1051. We want to know what they did to you.
Yes.
How they hurt you.
Yes. Warn somebody else so that it doesn't happen to anyone else, okay?
800-585-1051. This is called X-Files.
We're doing God's work right now.
Oh, Don't Date Him Girl is still up.
Don't Date Him Girl still up?
Learn to date safer and smarter.
That's what we're here to encourage you to do.
What's that? Safer and date safer
well, listen,
and smarter?
Well, I just think that some people need to realize that some people's trash is just trash.
Okay.
Like, you know, they like to say some people's trash, one person's trash, another man's treasure. No. Some of these exes are just trash. And they just need to be known as trash, and people need to know not to deal with this trash.
800-585-1051. Tell us about your ex. You can go in on your ex, and if you want to hit us up on the social media, just hashtag X-Files.
Slow down, little mama. Stop running to the phone. I see you. You can't dial a number fast enough.
I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
She know who I'm talking about. I'm talking to the young lady in Houston right now. The young lady in Atlanta right now. I see y'all. Relax, okay?
What's wrong with
you? Just relax. Be calm. Breathe. Take a deep breath. It's not an emotional thing.
My goodness.
Be strategic here.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now play the theme music right fast. All right. X-Files. 800-585-1051. We're asking. Call us up. And we're going to let you go in on your ex.
Yes, if you remember the website don'tdatehim.com, I think that website is still up. I thought that website...
It's different than it was before, though. Before, people were able to post pictures and their stories. I think now it's more of a safe haven with information on...
Well, that's all we want to be.
How to date
smarter. We want to be a safe haven because right. I think that website was doing God's work, and I feel like we need to do God's work
now. I see
some
people I knew on there.
Because a lot of times, you know, people call into the radio station and they tell us about these terrible guys they used to date and these terrible women that they used to date. And, you know, we have that saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. But no, one man or one woman's trash is really just trash. And we need to make y'all aware of this trash so you don't deal with this trash.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is JC from Canton, Ohio.
Hey, JC, you want to tell us about your ex-girl, man?
My ex, listen, I had a shattered femur. I just got out the hospital, right? Not even a week. She pushed me down a flight of steps and stole my pain medicine, man.
What's her name?
Whoa!
Her name is Patricia Lutell on the Village Shores, Ohio.
Wow, what did you do to her to make her want to push you down the stairs?
I chose not to be with her. I mean, we got kids, but I didn't want to be there. No,
listen, y'all can't make that decision when you got kids. When you got kids, you have to be there for the kids and the baby mother.
Exactly.
And she stole his pain medication.
But when the baby mama is ratchet, you don't stick around for
you
that.
You knew
man.
She was ratchet when you stuck your penis in her.
And now how many kids do y'all have?
That's true. How many kids?
We only have two sons.
Only two.
And you didn't know she was ratchet after the first one?
I know. Let's say twins. Are they twins?
She grew. No, they ain't twins. I went back for more, and I learned my lesson.
You ratchet too, then.
I don't know why I hate when guys try to throw their baby mamas under the bus like you ain't know she was like that before you put
well,
your baby.
Well, she tried to throw him under the bus,
decision.
Though. Literally, like, throw him down the stairs, though.
He deserved it.
He didn't deserve it. Hello, who's this?
Monica from Fort Lauderdale.
Monica, tell us about your ex, man.
So, it's my ex-husband. He's the ultimate deadbeat. His name is Hiram. They call him PJ. Everybody knows him in Fort Lauderdale. We had a son that had cancer. And he just was like a no-show. And then he told everyone that I was keeping him from the child.
Wow.
Was you keeping him from the child, though?
No, I wasn't.
So why would he get that notion that you was keeping him from the child?
Listen, you can answer that. You tell me.
Did your son make it? Is he okay?
No, he passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's awful.
That is awful.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we have another child, and he just disregarded her as well.
Damn. All right. What's that?
Well, don't date him, PJ. Don't date PJ.
Now, we don't know what PJ going through. Now, PJ lost a child.
He wasn't around, she said, when the child was in the hospital.
And then you still have another one that's alive.
He probably mad at you because you probably wouldn't let him see his son when his son was sick.
That ain't got nothing to do with not taking care of your child.
And then when the child died, he probably like, damn. You wouldn't even let me see my boy. I didn't get to see my boy in his last days.
But that make you closer to the other child and make sure you want to love the other child?
Yeah, but you got to get over. You got to get over that. Imagine that your significant other won't let you see the child.
I don't want to.
And then your
that.
Child dies.
I don't want to imagine.
Come
that.
On, man.
I'm not imagining that. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. My name is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, where you calling from?
I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Tell us about your ex.
I could tell Tracy got a story to tell.
Oh my, my goodness, girl, don't date him, Derek. He is a narcissistic, insecure, bomb freak.
What did he do?
Oh, my goodness. He is the type of guy that will put pressure on you to try to control you and get what he wants from you.
Wow.
And then try and make you feel insecure. And if you don't have a strong mind, you'll fall for it. In one breath, he could be real charming and sweet. But all the time, there's a plot behind that. There's a plan behind it. And he's violent.
How old are you?
And he is violent.
How old are you?
Look here. I'm going to tell you this. 40 plus.
And you were dating a young boy, and he was a young boy.
No, he was not a young boy, sweetheart. He's a 40-plus-year-old man
okay.
as well.
All right, you thank
know?
You, Mama.
That wants to be young, don't want to grow old.
Why you call him a freak, though? Why you call him a bum freak?
That's her old slang.
Because that's what he is.
Why you call him a freak, though?
Don't date him, girl.
He used to do freaky stuff to you in the bedroom? He had them old toes?
Yes, he did used to do freaky stuff in the bedroom, but my point is, he is a narcissistic control freak that will get violent. That's why his ass is in jail now, because he slapped me so hard, he bust my eardrum.
Oh, he bust your eardrum. But did he ever bust your butthole?
No.
Did he ever put his tongue in your butthole?
That is awful. I'm sorry
Grandma,
to hear that.
What?
Did he ever toss your salad?
Did he ever do what?
Toss your salad.
She don't know what that means.
She giggling thinking about it. She like, don't remind me about them good old days, boy.
Have a good morning, Mama. X-Files. 800-585-1051. Call us up. Tell us about your ex. If your ex is that bad and you want to warn the world, but we're going to give you that platform. It's X-Files. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. That music you hear is coming from X-Files, and that's what this segment is called. Now, we're opening up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. If you have an ex that is just dirty and just a bad person and you want to make sure nobody else dates him or dates her, call us up right now.
We're doing God's work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we don't know if these people are trash. Let's look at this as sort of like a Carfax of sorts.
You just want to check it out?
That's all. You're just telling people all the things that possibly could be wrong.
Okay.
Now, if you choose to still buy this car or be with this person, that's on you.
You knew what you were getting into.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, you got a tweet, Yee? Some tweets?
Yes. Melody tweeted us, "Hi, my ex from Somerville played as his mom and texted me lying about he was about to die in the hospital."
Somerville, South Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know why one would do that. I guess he went missing and then tried to act like his mom, saying that he was in the hospital dying, but he was nowhere to be found.
That don't make him a bad ex. That just make him somebody that's willing to go above and beyond to tell a good lie to get out of some trouble.
My goodness. Hello, who's this?
What's going on? What's going on? This is Kenny out of Orlando.
Kenny, tell us about your ex, bro.
Oh, man. What can I not say? She's lying, deceitful, cheating, abusive. All that. She bad. Never date a Sabrina. If you got a Sabrina in your life,
Sabrina.
Yeah.
All Sabrinas need to be gone, for real, for real.
Shout out to my girl Sabrina.
Hello, who's this? Hello?
Makaya.
Hey, Kyra. Now tell us about your ex.
My ex, he was so insecure that I would roll over and try to do the cute little relationship stuff you do when you lay in the bed with somebody. I try to roll over and cuddle. He not there.
Ooh.
Yeah, I would go downstairs, you know, look around the house trying to see where is the guy leaving. He would be downstairs in the pitch black on the couch going through my phone.
No, he was not going through your phone.
What was you doing? What was you doing that made him want to go through your phone?
Did he find anything?
Nothing. He ain't find nothing. That's the thing. Like, you have my whole password, but you had to wait till I go to sleep to go through my phone.
Well, by the way, that don't make him a terrible ex, okay? That's actually pretty
regular. No, it really does. Because not only that, though, when I would have girls' night, he would pop up.
No, he was not at girls' night. Why is he so insecure?
He's just checking up on
so unattractive.
I don't think he's insecure. I just think he came over to girls' night to see what other prospects might be available.
Stop
since
it.
You he know you wasn't going to act right.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy, tell us about your ex.
Okay, so I was dating this dude on and off ever since I was young. I was about 15 years old. I started dating him when I was like 20. And I got this apartment. And when I got the apartment with us already being talking, I let him move in. So in the process of him moving in, it was like a whole bunch of drama going on. Like I kept hearing stuff about him talking to this other girl, and I already knew he had a baby mama. So he'll tell, I ask him about the girl, and he'll tell me about her and say basically she's crazy. She basically ruined his relationship with his last baby mama. He bust the windows out of her car, and they got to fighting and all this other stuff. And she ended up getting pregnant too, but the baby wasn't his. She made a fake DNA test and everything.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, she made a fake DNA test, and her friend ended up running her out and told him that the baby is not yours. You need to go back and get a real DNA test yourself because she lied. She did all of it herself. So I'm like, okay, this girl crazy. So I kind of let it go. So then she got the statement on Facebook that she was pregnant again. My homegirl, she was like, you know, the girl that you told me about that you were talking to said that she's pregnant. So I'm like, okay, he said he talked to her in a while. She ain't pregnant about him, so whatever. So, I'd say 2 weeks went by, she inboxed me on Facebook, and she was like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, hey, what do you want? She's like, I'm basically trying to tell you that I'm pregnant by Chad, and he comes over my house, and he drives your car over my house as well.
Ooh, I'm like, my guy, okay. Chad. Drop on the cruise bombs for Chad, damn it.
Okay, what kind of car is this? Because I'm not the type of female that just listens to what a female has to say.
Right, I need proof.
They be lying. So I'm like, okay, what type of car he be driving over there? Because at the time, he didn't have a car. He was driving my car. She was like, a red truck. Okay, first of all, the red truck, I don't even have that. I have that truck, but I don't drive it anymore. That's how I know she been on my Facebook page. And she was just looking for it.
So wait, who are you mad at?
Yeah, let's get to the moral of the story.
Who are you doing too much?
I'm mad at both of them. Let me finish. I'm mad at both of them. Because of the simple fact, she tries to play like they had nothing to do with each other. So long story short,
no, this the is a long story.
That is a long story. No short here.
Okay, no short. Okay. So, okay, we ended up getting to an argument. She was trying to fight me or whatever, but she never came to my house. And I'm just like, you pregnant. It's not that serious. Like, just let it go. And at one point in time, I was like.
So you don't want nobody to you don't want nobody to date Chad, boo?
No.
Okay.
He's still talking to her. And that's his baby.
All right.
Well, congratulations to Chad and his baby mama.
I see why Chad left. She's a talker, boy. Talker.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's X-Files.
That's X-Files. And the moral of every X-Files is simply one person's trash is just another person's trash. All right? trash is trash. Okay?
My goodness.
Now, y'all need to be aware of this trash that's out here.
Do you have any X-Files story before we go to the rumors?
I'm going to keep it real. I had a couple of exes that wasn't ish when I dated them, but actually most of them are pretty okay now, so I don't want anybody to judge them based on things that they did in their past. But I did have one ex that was pretty terrible, but he said he's a changed person now, so I don't want to throw him under the bus.
Now, Charlamagne had one. Remember that one that was,
what?
When she wrote about you on Facebook or something?
Wrote about me on Facebook?
Well, she was a big, big girl.
She gained weight.
Man, I used to date that girl when I was 14, 15 years old. Yeah, she don't even count. I love to go on Facebook every now and then to make sure she's still doing bad, though.
Yo, this guy's an ass. All right, what we talking about in the rumors?
We'll talk about L.A. Reid. Now, we told you before he has stepped down from Sony Music, but now there's all kinds of information on what might have been happening behind the scenes. Also, Terrence Howard, how did he recently lose 40 pounds? We'll tell you what made him do that.
Okay, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. Okay. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. What are you doing, Charlamagne?
I'm on Instagram Live, so everybody look alive.
We have a show to do.
I can multitask.
Okay. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Right. Let's talk Terrence Howard.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Terrence Howard has lost 40 pounds. I guess he was gaining a little weight. You know how that happens.
A little chubby khaki colored killer.
Right. Hey. And how did he lose the weight? Or rather, why did he lose the weight? Well, here was his explanation.
Because Taraji was making so much fun of me at work about me gaining weight. She was like, do you really want to look like this the rest of your career? Is this how you want to look, Terrence?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Cookie.
Said, come on. So every day she would tug at me right. until I got it right.
Well, salute to Taraji P. Henson for being honest. And drop
that
one
shamed him into losing
weight. Yeah, drop one of Clue's bombs for waffle-colored weight loss.
That's what we call
waffle-colored weight loss. When light-skinned people lose 40 pounds, that's waffle-colored weight loss. And there's nothing wrong with a little shaming. I keep telling you that. Fat shaming is good.
All right, now, L.A. Reid, we were discussing him leaving Sony Music. What happened? Why would he step down after being such a music industry veteran like he is? Well, now there's allegations that he made inappropriate physical advances toward an assistant at the holiday party last year.
Male or female?
A female assistant.
I don't believe it.
They're not saying her name.
Man.
Now, according to the Post, they're saying that he asked her to lie down in bed with him and give him a hug while they were at a hotel traveling on business.
You want to cuddle.
Right. He also made comments about what clothes he liked her to wear and described her as looking fine. So Sony put out a statement. L.A. Reid will be leaving the company. They haven't elaborated on what happened yet, and they have said no comment when asked about the complaints that were made in this letter. So,
damn. But times have really, really, really changed.
What do you mean?
Because back in the day, that would have just led to some form of career advancement.
Oh,
nowadays, that is a charge.
Well, he's married, right? L.A. Reid is married?
He's also married, yes.
Oh, damn.
Yes. So clearly you can't do that.
But it's so interesting, though, because all those music industry execs, they've been fighting gay rumors for years, but then they get ousted for sexually harassing a woman?
Well, maybe. I mean, he's married to a woman.
Oh, okay.
So, you know. So we don't know what happened yet because they haven't commented. L.A. Reid hasn't commented on it, but we do know that this allegation is out there. He's been accused of sexual harassment.
Okay. Well, congratulations, L.A. Reid.
All right, and congratulations to Terrica Cromartie. Her and Antonio Cromartie are having their sixth child together.
Wow, congratulations to them.
That's his 14th child, by the way, and her sixth. So
congratulations.
Didn't he get a vasectomy?
He said it. I mean, they should see that doctor.
Can't nothing stop that sperm?
that's
super sperm. Remember Method Man used to talk about super sperm?
That
is the epitome of super sperm.
He is the Method Man.
Yes, drop one of Clue's bomb for Antonio Cromartie. Antonio Cromartie might be like the new Henrietta Lacks out here or something.
Right,
like,
after he had it, he had twins.
Yeah, he had twins, and now this one.
This is crazy.
His sperm might be like the link to like evolution and all kind of crazy stuff like that.
All right, and Logic, congratulations to him. Everybody is his first album to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart. So congratulations to Logic.
Right. He sold 250,000 records, right?
By the way, for having the number one album. That's a huge deal.
Who are all these Logic fans?
What do you mean?
I don't know any. I personally don't know any.
One guy up here who works with us is actually a huge Logic fan. He talks about it all the time.
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel, who works with us.
So okay.
Clearly, Logic has a whole lot of fans. All right, and shout out to Kendrick, by the way. He announced his tour before, and he has announced that YG is also going to be joining him on the road.
Oh, that's very L.A. Drop one of Clue's bombs for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's very Compton. I like that.
Now, Travis Scott is going to be on the first leg of the tour, I guess, and he also has Drum co-headlining with him as well.
I've learned to really appreciate the Kendrick album. I was taking it for granted.
Yes, you were.
Only because, like I said, Kendrick is like LeBron. Like, he always has great years. He'll average 30, 8, and 9, and you'd be like, oh, that's just another LeBron season. You know, so I was kind of just taking the damn album for granted, but the damn album is dope.
You know what other song I like, speaking of TDE, since we're talking about that right now? SZA. Have
SZA
you heard song? Her
song? SZA's song is dope.
Yes, with Travis Scott, Love Galore.
No, I haven't heard it.
You didn't see the video? You will appreciate this SZA video. You need to take a look at it. But yes, that's
like
my
SZA,
new
though.
Song right now. So make sure y'all check that out, and shout out to our peoples over there at TDE.
Top Dog, what's happening?
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.